relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
All right, guys, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engines.
Let's go, Brandon.
I love that. I love that. The car race, the Napa car race, the kids are asked to say, start your engines. And one of them sneaks in a, let's go, Brandon. So what have we done? God bless you, Randy. Latest acquisition, hot off the, not the presses, I guess it's the weaving textile mill. We've got some Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. Come on, guys. How fun is that? Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. It's the newest item. We just planned it. Sunday, it's ready already today. You can order it. People are already ordering. I didn't even mention it yet. Let's go, Brandon. Go to sebgorkastore.com. After you do that, you need to subscribe to this show's video podcast. Go to rumble.com/sebgorka, and you will never miss any of our interviews with the man who has created one of the best, most reliable media outfits out there after decades of investigative research, investigative journalism. It's justthenews.com. And he is John Solomon. John, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. I love that t-shirt. That was pretty fun.
Okay, stop. We're gonna send you one. It's in the break between the two segments. I'm gonna get your size and your mailing address, and we're gonna send you a couple of Let's Go Brandons. Okay, that's done. Right. That's done. Okay, we have to talk about all the amazing election news. You've been texting me breaking stories. We'll cover those in a second. Got to talk about the latest subpoenas from the John Durham investigation. But if sure. I may, I'm just curious, out of personal curiosity, what's your take? People have played the video again and again and again of the original Let's Go Brandon, where the TV presenter pauses to allow the stadium to shout what they shouted. She knew what she was doing, don't you think, John? As an experienced journalist, she was having fun there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Or she was trying to cover for what she thought was an embarrassing moment. Listen, Let's Go Brandon is this generation's Yankee Doodle Dandy, right? Yankee Doodle Dandy was written to mock King George.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect example of mocking all the censorship, all of the craziness in America. Media can't tell even an honest story about what's being said in the stands, but the American people get it and they're having fun with it. And sometimes humor is the greatest weapon in politics.
I love that. It's our Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's how we point out that the emperor isn't just naked. He's also senile. That's what Let's Go Brandon means. Okay, let's get serious. Talk about story after story. Tell us all what's happening at justthenews.com when it comes to the various states and election audits.
Yeah, a lot of important things going on. So the most important story I wrote today has to do with Wisconsin, which is the next state up for a major investigation. A retired Supreme Court Justice, Mike Gabelman, in charge. He has more subpoena power, more compulsory power than any other prior audit. And he is zeroed in, and I think after a year of reporting on election integrity, what I think may be the most important issues. This election was changed by Democrats who changed the rules during COVID. They allowed votes to be counted that previously wouldn't be counted. They allowed votes to be gathered and cast in ways that they weren't ever cast before or counted. And he is going to get to the heart of that. There's a lot of subpoenas going out right now. This is the investigation of all the ones that we've had up to date. This is the one that has the potential to have the most impact. Playbook, the one that David Plouffe referred to in his book, the playbook gets exposed through testimony, through documents. We're going to see how Democrats did backdoor harvesting of ballots, how they treated paper ballots as though they were junk mail, how they had election clerks changing ballots, adding signatures in the witness area when someone forgot to do it. All of that really happened in Wisconsin, and people are going to get to see it for the first time.
And Georgia, there are reports, this request to the DOJ that records or ballots were destroyed before. Why would you do? I mean, the regulations are clear, aren't they, John, in each of these states?
They are. And remember, just a couple of months ago, it was Merrick Garland at the Justice Department telling, hey, any of you auditors, you conservative auditors, if you destroy a document, the Justice Department's coming for you. Well, guess what? Democratic election officials in the Democratic stronghold of Fulton County, they just destroyed at least 300 ballot applications. Will the Justice Department look at it? We know the Secretary of State Raffensperger is. And if I were going to create a T-shirt today, remember Brad Raffensperger's
yes.
claim that Georgia was the perfect election? I think that Georgia should have, we're the imperfect election state because we're finding all those imperfections after the fact. You know, you got Fulton County about to be put into receivership. You've got DeKalb County now with possible serious custody, chain of custody problems with ballots that were dropped in drop boxes. We're learning that Georgia, the big municipalities in Georgia, had big election problems. It wasn't a perfect election last November.
No, let's look at the scenario further. These things take so much time. The audits themselves, whether a canvas is done, which is potentially even more labor intensive, then of course court challenges as well. What is your expectation? We have the Delta variant being used as an excuse to cancel Christmas uh-huh. before there's a backtrack. Given the last year and a half, will there not be the temptation from the left again to say, well, you know, the Delta Epsilon Gamma variant, and we have to mail out ballots again? Or will these right. audits have some traction, John, in your expectation?
Well, listen, in Virginia right now, Democrats are starting to try that in the large urban areas like Fairfax County, where they're trying to get exclusions to the rolls. Glenn Youngkin has built the best election integrity team I've ever seen a candidate build. Former military people, former experts, they're all trained and they're proactively stopping things. It was very hard for Donald Trump after the election to go back and said, you shouldn't have allowed that. In Virginia, Glenn Youngkin is catching these things in real time.
But
I think
John,
the model for future elections
John,
will
that's
be how
fabulous
Youngkin approaches
news.
It.
And I think I know yeah. some of the people, former military, who are involved in that. But shouldn't yep. that be the GOP or the RNC's job?
Well, that's the question of 2020. I think we're going to learn out that the RNC, the Republican National Committee, missed the boat, was asleep at the switch. Yeah, they had 1,000 lawyers. They didn't seem to use them very effectively. Yeah, they had millions of dollars raised. They didn't spend it in the right places. Listen, in Wisconsin, the GOP knew that the Democrats were throwing an event where people were going to bring their ballots to the park. By the way, that's not allowed under state law. You can only bring your ballot to a location. They created a harvesting operation in the city park. Did you see a lawsuit? We didn't. So the RNC has not lived up to its reputation on this work. And now you're seeing candidates and private groups stepping into that void and saying, we're going to build a new infrastructure. The GOP, do what you want. We're going to make sure these things don't happen. And Glenn Youngkin, I think, has a model that many other candidates in states may look at.
That's very, very exciting. I think we'll talk about this in the break. John's staying with us for another segment. Let's get some of those people from Youngkin's campaign who are having, by dint of not seeing enough action from the RNC to create their own election integrity team. Let's get some of those people here on the show to talk about what it's going to take in the Commonwealth and everywhere else. In the meantime, follow this man, John Solomon Reports, also justthenews.com. Bookmark it right now. Support somebody else who's getting to the bottom of what happened in the last election. America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Go to RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com. Show the mayor some love. He's fighting for the truth on the tip of the spear. Rudy Giuliani, freedomfund.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
And don't forget, Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
What? Is she still peddling that? The latest from the harridan who is Hillary. Donald Trump stole the election. Somebody knows what a level of propaganda that is the man who told the truth for 4 years about Russia, Russia, Russia. He is the creator, the founder, the editor-in-chief of justthenews.com. Follow him at Jay Solomon Reports. John, she's still doing it. Does that surprise you?
No. Now, listen, if you don't have a winning message, you go back to the great weapon of distraction that Russia was, and she's still there. Listen, I wonder if Chris Wallace would have the courage to ask her 11 times or 5 times like he did with Steve Scalise this week. Do you believe the 2016 election was stolen? I'd like to know what that answer is, but no journalist has the courage to ask her that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the actual reality of what's happening in the swamp. Not just one indictment of Hillary's lawyer, Sussman, now multiple subpoenas. I'm super cautious about saying anything about John Durham being a force for truth and veracity given the last 4 years. You've been following this so closely. Are these latest subpoenas indicators of something serious developing?
Yeah, listen, he's 2 years in and he's still dropping subpoenas, and that tells you that he has found things that he thinks are criminal. You wouldn't use subpoenas to just write a report, right? He's looking at criminal activity. And I think the most important statement made in the last 48 hours came from our former DNI, John Ratcliffe, who over the weekend said, I gave 1,000 documents to John Durham that lay out other criminal activity that the intelligence community could see and gather. That's a big statement by someone who had the greatest trove of access to intelligence of anyone in the United States government. There is a much larger story still to be told, and I think Durham is determined to get to every corner of that story, and that's what these latest subpoenas are about. There are two areas to look at, right? How much of the Russia collusion story was manufactured, intentionally designed to be a fraud, and then foisted upon the FBI. Then the second part is, how much of the FBI know was wrong and still tried to portray to the court it was true, to the Congress? And so you have the cover-up with the FBI, and then you have the original crime of perpetrating a false narrative. And by the intercepts that the intelligence committee had, it was created to get Hillary Clinton off the hook from her email scandal. That's what Barack Obama was told in July 2016. So you have two potential frauds, and I think he's looking at both of those to determine if criminality occurred, and he's making a lot of progress.
Given the experience they put you through, meaning the legacy lying media in the last 4 years, tell us, John, you know best, what is the legacy lying media? How are they going to react if the shoe really starts to drop with subpoenas of names that we actually recognize in the next few weeks or months?
Sure. Well, listen, facts are the most stubborn thing. And today, facts still permeate. I broke a story yesterday on Georgia, and all the mainstream media covered it after me. Why? Because it was fact-based. The media has to look at the facts. And the fact is, those reporters in 2016 were all taken for a ride knowingly by the people who fed them the Russia collusion story. Look at this part of the Durham indictment where Sussman's told this is a red herring, and he goes ahead and gives it to the FBI and to the media anyways. This was at least by Durham's evidence, a knowing effort to give a false story to the American public. And all the reporters who accepted it and have yet to correct their stories were co-conspirators in that effort.
And none of them have retracted their coverage of the last 4 years. Has any main organ done that, John?
No, I think the closest it came when Mike Isikoff said one time, I think I might have got the story wrong. I think that's true. He did get the story wrong. But the New York Times, the Washington Post have stories that still sit in the archives as true that we now know are 100% false. It's incumbent on those editors and their leaders to change those stories, mark them as having been debunked, and retract them for history's sake. That's the right thing to do.
Well, in the meantime, I'm not holding my breath, and I recommend every single one of you bookmark justthenews.com. We are posting these stories right now that John Broker. Georgia asks DOJ to investigate largest county over alleged destruction of election documents, and the latest Wisconsin election probe zeroes in on Democrat machine tactics and rule changes. That's both from justthenews.com. Thank you, John. Your calls next here on America First. The number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every single day from their daily pain, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Debrin from Massachusetts. This is Debrin's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear that phrase? My hip pain is gone. That could be you. That should be you. And there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debrin, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. Liberate yourself from that pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
There he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well,
thank you. I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, I was listening to the show just a little bit as I was traveling back home, and Kurt Schlichter was covering for me, was it Monday? I have to say, this America First has the best bumper music in radio. I was like, hey, I was just bopping along, and it was just great. I wonder who chooses it. Oh, yeah, I do. Let's talk about the disaster that has been the last 9 months of the Biden regime. She is changing her name by deed poll rapidly to Cassandra Reagan. In the meantime, she is Trish Regan. Welcome back to America First, host of the Trish Regan Show. Go to trishintel.com. Follow her on Twitter. Trish, where do we start? Do we start with 100 container ships off L.A.? What, 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in August? Or inflation?
Well, we can start on inflation since that's the last one you mentioned. Look, I've been talking about it now for about a year,
yes.
My concerns about inflation. And I've been saying, like, it's here, it's here, it's getting worse. And, look, I don't want to be proven right on this. Believe me, Seb, I don't, because this is so bad for your average American family. It's struggling to make ends meet. Now prices are up with everything. Energy prices are up 24%. You've got diapers up 14%. Food up so much. So this is hurting people. This is really bad. But what we saw reflected in these numbers is that once again, inflation is sky high. It's been sky high for 6 straight months. High, basically, since January. Look, I mean, there's no way around this. We're right back in a 1970s-style economy again. And I hate to say it, but it's bad policy. Bad policy choices have consequences.
Shouldn't we always have a businessman as president? I look at the last 4 years, and it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, when you have people who've been in politics for 47 years, never done anything except graft into their family members' pockets, isn't this inevitable that this is what happens under Biden?
Well, look, I mean, this is why you can go back to even the Ross Perot days, right, where people were saying, finally, somebody who actually knows how to add. The problem we actually have in Washington, D.C., and Joe Biden's the perfect example of this right now, is too many people that are vested politically in particular policies that really aren't for the benefit of the American people, but for the benefit of themselves and their party.
Right.
And so party politics, and I'm sorry, but the and, you know, Mitch McConnell, they're all guilty, right? Like, we've seen it. And this is why it's refreshing when you have somebody who does come from a business perspective and says, wait a second, I just want the best thing for my country. I'm going to run my country like I would run a company. And we're going to be thoughtful. And you know, this, by the way, it's not rocket science. I mean, for goodness sakes, they're sitting there saying, oh, the price of oil is going up. Maybe we need to release oil from the strategic reserve. Well, guys, maybe if you didn't kill the pipeline, the Keystone pipeline, you wouldn't be dealing with sky high oil right now. I mean, would a CEO make that decision? No.
And just the shit, just, I mean, the we opened the show because it was breaking. We had the White House feed. But the idea, I mean, this is America. And we have 100 container vessels off the port of L.A. unable to disgorge their containers. So what does the man who sadly bears the title of president do? Trish, he stands at a podium and says, we're on it. We're going to fix it. Is that going to soothe anybody's expectations?
No. And by the way, just so people understand what a big deal this is, pre-COVID, you'd be pretty, it would be a rare thing if you actually saw one container ship there off the coast waiting to unload. I mean, the idea that you have now between 60 or 100, as you just said, wow. I mean, what's going to happen when Christmas comes? I mean, everybody's, you know, going to be trying to do their Christmas shopping, and yet the products can't get to the shelf. It's not working. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's just not working.
So
he needs to be fired.
I need you to put your Cassandra-like crystal ball on the table. I need you to tell me what is the likely scenario? If this man stays in office or Kamala takes over, is this just literally going to be the Carter administration on steroids, national security disasters compounded by an absolutely economic malaise?
That's my fear. I mean, I was speaking with someone recently who's looking at Venezuela again, and this source said to me, what's astounding is that nobody has any direction in the State Department. And so he had gone to the State Department and said, okay, well, you know, this was the policy before, what are we doing now? And it's like nobody cares. So that to me is symptomatic of everything, whether it's the ports, whether it's the border, for goodness sakes. It's like nobody cares. They're running around in circles. And I get the federal government is tough. It's a hard job. But, you know, somebody's got to manage this. They have to have their policies and their preferences put forward. And somebody's going to say, this is the plan. This is what we're doing. You don't just say, hey, let's get out of Afghanistan. Who knows how the heck we're going to do it, right? Who knows? I mean, this is you see it happening all across the board right now, Seb. And if this continues, God forbid you have more and more of this, and gosh, we've got another 4 years. I mean, all bets are off. I mean, buy gold, I guess. I you know, look, I mean, that's to me a really, really bad economic scenario that the U.S. is going to have a harder and harder time recovering from. And we need responsible people that understand the complexity of these issues.
We've got 30 seconds left with Trish Regan. The multi-trillion dollar bill before Congress, your expectation, is it just going to be shaved down and then it's going to pass anyway?
Maybe. Look, I think that Manchin has tried to make his viewpoint, as has Sinema, known, but they'll get something. They'll get something, and, you know, frankly, we can't afford anything, but maybe they'll get something. I think it's still sort of hard to say. I'm pessimistic on all of it because do we need it, Seb? Really, do we need it?
No, we need jobs. We need people to get back to work, and we need to stop the insane COVID mandates and the shutdowns. Get common sense every single day. Go to trishintel.com. Listen to the Trish Regan Show. She is a member of the best faculty in America. It is, of course, the Salem faculty. And follow her on Twitter at Trish_Regan. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please, ensure that you're not calling me from a cell phone that's tied to one of the big cell phone providers. Why? Because they are not on your side. Don't fund those who hate America and hate everything you stand for. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com. They're on your side. They have the same nationwide cell phone tower coverage. They have packages to fit every budget. They support veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, and have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the principles and the values that you believe in. Make the switch today. You can keep your old number. It's super easy. Call their U.S.-based customer service team, an amazing team, on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A or just go to patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A. You've got to stop funding those who detest everything you love. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/G-O-R-K-A or just call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
And I think it's just very hard for Americans to step back and realize that they have got themselves in thrall, people who have voted to him, to an individual. They don't want to admit it to themselves. And any criticism about Trump is a criticism about them. He's kind of like an avatar in a big video game and a reality game. But in real life, you know, President Trump is taking us in the direction of tyranny. This is no joke.
President Trump is taking us in the direction of tyranny. Does Fiona Hill know that he's not president? Does she know that he isn't censoring other Americans like Silicon Valley is? The real issue with that cut is Fiona Hill was a political appointee running one of the directorates in the National Security Council under the Trump administration. You're the problem. That somebody as seditious as that gets a job in the Trump administration calling the president tyrannical when 63 million Americans voted for him. Just a little teaser of what we have to fix the next time we win the election. It's time to celebrate. I'm so excited. It's such a big day that my buddy Jim Carafano actually brought me an apple pie from McDonald's to celebrate because the Heritage Foundation has got a new boss. Is that right?
Yes. Do people know that no, we have a new boss, but when I come on the show, I not only speak on the show, but I play the intro music. Do people realize that? I play all the instruments.
You do air drums.
I play all the instruments myself. It's all live music.
Give us the news.
Oh, so Heritage is arguably the world's leading think tank because we were actually voted the world's most influential think tank. So,
well, like years in a row.
Yeah, 3 years in a row. Matter of fact, we were retired because you can't win it in perpetuity. no bragging there. But look, it is an institution which has committed itself to being a place where all conservatives can come together and find common ground on all the issues that are important to us, and most importantly, the kinds of things that will keep America free, safe, and prosperous. So it is, not just because I work there, but it's a crucial to a healthy civil society in America to have places like that. Kevin Roberts is the new president. It came from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which is a fantastic state-based think tank in Texas, phenomenal think tanks. He's got great leadership experience. He's a true conservative. PhD historian in American history.
Oh!
And loves and honors where this country came. So if you, this is the night, if you're a woke, you know, whatever, this man is your nightmare.
Good. Well, we will sorely, she's not disappearing, but we will sorely miss the lady who has been at the helm for 3 years at the Heritage Foundation, Kay Coles James, superb Wonder Woman for the conservative movement. But she's not disappearing. So I think we can probably get her on the show again a little bit more easily. But congratulations, the announcement was today, and you have a new president. Join the conservative mothership today, heritage.org. Okay, let's get down. Yes.
No, I was saying, and it sends the right signal. This is a national conversation, right? It's not just something in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And people think of Heritage as your think tank in Washington, D.C., and you're talking to Congress. We are talking to the entire country. And so bringing in a leader
from Texas
who's actually outside of Washington.
That's great.
which is such an important part of it. I think it sends the right signal.
We need more of that. So yesterday we had our West Coast Warrior Princess, Jennifer Horn, on the show. She's based in Los Angeles. Her dad sent us sent through her a photograph he took of the cargo ships off the port of L.A. Lovely sunset, but all those cargo ships sitting out there, 100 of them. This is the reaction from those who are responsible for national economics in America. This is from The Blaze, Dave Orbansky. White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain was clobbered on Twitter after endorsing the notion that America's economic struggles with supply chains, cargo ships, and inflation are, quote, high-class problems. Klain on Wednesday retweeted a post from Harvard economics professor Jason Furman that stated, quote, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, it's just a high-class problem. You know, working class doesn't affect them. Jim, this is much more than economics, isn't it? Or class?
Well it is, but it's not just economics for the consumer, because you're like, oh, my God. Because it is. It's devastating to the individual consumer who can't afford to, you know, that dependent on the local stores to have product. But it's also devastating to small businesses, because the dirty reality is if there's a backup in a supply chain and the prices go up, you know, companies like Walmart, and they can eat that cost.
Right. Because of scales of size.
Right, yeah. But a little tiny importer, you can't. You're living on the margin,
yeah.
and you can't afford to jack up your transportation costs.
But
like
isn't
that.
There also a national security aspect?
Absolutely. 80% of the world's goods travel by sea. You think, you know, in the 21st century that it's all cyber and everything, but the reality is we are as dependent on ships moving cargo.
Yeah, ordering on Amazon, it doesn't fly to your house,
right? We are as dependent on stuff moved by sea as Christopher Columbus was back in the day. And it is, maritime security is an important part of this. And what's so screwed up about this in particular is we have blockages all the time. There's a strike at a port. There's a hurricane. And the wonderful thing about the American system is we've been able to move cargo around from port to port to bring cargo into places where there's, you know, less of a backup. The fact that this is so screwed up and it's prolonged for this long, it really says a lot about the management of this country. And I don't want to say anything, but when you pick a Secretary of Transportation who literally has zero experience
in transportation,
and you put them in charge of one of the top global hubs in the entire world for moving goods and services, and then when there's a hiccup in the system, you're shocked that he can't fix it overnight.
Well, isn't it also embarrassing that a state that is functioning like Florida, that Governor DeSantis has to actually say, okay, come here, bring the ships here, we'll unload them? I mean, isn't that embarrassing?
Well, it is. Of course, it's, you know, it's easier said than done, because how are those ships going to get there?
Well, who's going to pay for the fuel?
But they've got to go through the Panama Canal, and there's a throughput problem on the Panama Canal, which says maybe we should build another canal. But that's a whole other issue. But yeah, It does not bode well. This is maybe the second or third time we've had major disruptions, not just in supply chains, but in infrastructure. And every single time, the Biden administration has fumbled the ball. So think about this. It's not just the foreign policy screw-ups. It's not the domestic policy things with, you know, and that. But when we have big domestic problems here at home and there's a hiccup in the system, this administration, like it does on foreign policy, they're kind of a bit deer in the headlights. That's not a good sign, because, you know, what happens when you have two hurricanes at the same time and something like this? You know, and we're in the middle of hurricane season. So this doesn't get easier when you have hurricanes that come in and shut down other ports for days. And here's the big deal. How are they really fixing this? They have a mandate, which is not really a mandate, that everybody has to take vaccines. We have companies all across the network firing trained workers as we speak. And so in the time when we should have more truck drivers on the road, more longshoremen,
we're going to have less.
More everything, we have less of everything out there working that moves the stuff in America. It's almost like it's sabotage.
And to think 10 months ago, Jim Carafano, we had a businessman in the White House. Could you imagine what he'd be doing now?
Problems solved.
He'd be on the docks. He'd be talking to Walmart. He'd be talking to the shipping companies. This would not have even risen to the level it's at. Follow this man on Twitter right now. Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. He's got a new president. Join today, heritage.org. He's on Twitter at JJ Carafano. At back with Colonel Carafano, Dr. Carafano, after these messages.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
He just comes on my show to say that my team members in the break look like psycho killers. He's Jim Carafano, JJ Carafano on Twitter. Am I wrong, Jim?
Well, so there's this new TV show. It's called You. It's on Netflix. They just season three, and it's about this guy. But it's the shtick. It's like he's actually this really nice sounding
radio
looking
producer.
Guy, but he's a serial killer.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I'm going to shock Jeff now. I started watching a new TV show. It's an old one, okay, because, well, it's not that old. It's called Friday Night Lights. And finally, I'm getting into American football.
It's a good show.
It's addictive. Blooming, eh? I want the Panthers to win every flipping game. It's more
interesting than the game. Watching the show.
All right, let's get back to work here at America First with the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano. I'm going to read a story to you, and I just want you to react to this. This is from Fox News by Bill Melugin. Exclusive. At least 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. with little or no supervision by the Biden administration, including a broad use of limited parole authorities to make more than 30,000 eligible for work permits. The documents obtained by Fox News give a partial snapshot into how the Biden administration has been releasing enormous amounts of migrants into the U.S. Since March 20th, at least 94,570 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. with notices to report on their own recognizance.
Yeah,
is this insane?
We're probably going to be at... That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
We're probably going to be at 2 million
by the end of the year.
Additional illegal immigrants in the United States by the end of the year easily. And this is by policies which are designed to skirt the law, right? So they're intentionally ignoring or using the flexibility or authorities that were given in the law so you don't do stupid things to essentially do nothing. This president is trying, their conscious policy is, how do we not enforce any immigration laws in this country?
Because? What?
Because?
Votes? What is it?
Well, I don't see how it's going to get them votes because I think this is one of the most unpopular things.
No. They think they're buying future constituents. What is the logic here? You do strategy. Policy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do. I think this was initially tied with what was called HR1. So they came in thinking that they were going to do this one hit, two hit thing, right?
And the amnesty.
So they would do HR1, essentially a federal takeover of the election system, and then they would walk in with. This is as part of this massive bill, the reconciliation bill, with a general amnesty. And so essentially, everybody that was here illegally could stay, and they would do the rules so you could never tell if actually a citizen or non-citizen were voting. And that the assumption was is that millions of people then would just automatically vote for them.
Democrat, right.
And now what's happened is their policies are somewhat unsynced in the sense that HR1 didn't pass. They may or may not either get the massive $4.5 trillion spending, and it may or may not include immigration. And so now what they're stuck with is only the things the president could do unilaterally, which is to open up the spigot and let everybody come in.
And what is that going to lead to? So say there's 4 years. There's 10 million illegals, Jim.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, which is they can't turn it off at this point because all the leftist constituencies for open borders – would descend on them. And remember, this is a president who is already hated. He's already a president who's in dumpster in the polls. If he abandons these people who are the only people that's supporting him, he essentially has no political base whatsoever.
So for political reasons, he's locked into suicidal policy.
So this is the Bill Clinton moment, right? Which where Bill Clinton was swinging on the trapeze, and he quickly realized he was never going to be able to implement a liberal agenda because there was too much of a backlash. And his choice was either to just keep swinging or to let go and grab of the facade of bipartisanship and compromise with the Republicans, essentially to save the second half of his presidency. And that's essentially what he did.
Right, but we are in an environment where that seems impossible.
It doesn't seem very likely, because the only way Biden could recover would be to abandon his liberal base and literally become the person that ran for president. The nice guy who said, I will lead from the center and I will do all the things Americans want. He hasn't abandoned that rhetoric. He's never given up on the rhetoric.
No, but he's not doing any of it. He's doing the opposite.
None of his policies are doing that. And the problem is nobody is paying attention to his rhetoric. They're all looking at his policies.
He's unifying America by getting the Department of Justice to call mothers at school board meetings domestic terrorists. That's how he's uniting America. Stand up for the founding principles of an organization that has been fighting for them since the get-go. They have a new president as of today, Kevin Roberts. Join heritage.org and follow our regular guest, great supporter, Jim Carafano at J.J. Carafano, Vice President at Heritage. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that has relieved tens of thousands of Americans of their daily pain, me included, but not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. Her story: I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Well, I know what. The pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.